and welcome to another What's Up podcast. It's been a while since we've talked. This is Becca Martin Brown. I'm the features editor for the Northwest Arkansas Democrat Gazette, and I'm so excited today to talk to Nancy Price, who is the general director of Opera in the Ozarks. This year is their 71st year, right, Nancy?
That's correct.
And back to full strength with 22 main stage performances in Eureka Springs, more than a dozen performances of Pinocchio, the children's opera, the chamber music concert, two Broadway cabarets, and a whole bunch of people working on opera at Inspiration Point. Are you excited to be back to full strength?
Yes, indeed. And I'm even more excited that as of last week, we are COVID-free.
Yay!
Yes.
What are you doing? Are they staying close to campus again this year like they did last year?
Hopefully. We did not restrict movement quite as much as we did last year. But we've emphasized over and over and over, please stay out of crowds. Don't go inside restaurants. You know, do curbside pickup when you go shopping. Go to the beach as much as you want.
Right. Tell me about the students as far as how they come to OIO.
Well, we advertise auditions beginning in the fall at all of the universities that have voice programs. We get the majority of our students from places where we have contacts with the faculty. For example, this year we have a number of students from San Francisco Conservatory because one of our voice teachers this year is on the faculty there.
Boy, did they take a wrong turn weather-wise.
Yeah, they think this is weird. But
I bet they do. In other words, we can't say in a podcast.
A few years ago, we had a faculty member, a conductor, who was from New England Conservatory. So we had a whole bunch of people from there. You know, it just, those influences help. But we get people from all over. We have, I think this year we have, let's see, we have somebody from Seoul, South Korea. We have a couple of people from China. We usually have somebody from outside the United States, say in Central America or South America. Can't remember this year if we do or not. We have one fellow who is actually an American, but his parents are Nigerian. So when I saw his name on it, I thought, oh my God, we've got another South African. We've had a number of those, and they're always wonderful singers.
And so they are mostly in the early stages of their career, but I know some of them are a little bit further along. One of this year's singers has her own studio.
We have the studio artists are generally our youngest artists, and they come to us. They're at least 18 when they come. Most of them have finished their freshman year of college. Some of them are a little bit farther along. But they tend to be the least experienced singers. Our more experienced singers we call emerging artists, and they generally are nearing or are finished with an undergraduate degree. Many of them have already already obtained a master's degree, and we have a few doctoral students. We may even have one that already has a doctorate, but what they all have in common is not a lot of stage experience. And that's what we offer, is a tremendous amount of stage experience singing with an orchestra. For many of our singers, this is the first time they have ever sung with a full orchestra. And it's an adjustment. It's a whole lot
exciting one.
Singing. Well, yeah, but it's a whole lot different from singing with just a piano.
Now, if like this year, well, you always have three shows and the children's opera. They tend to sing a bigger role in one and smaller roles in the others.
Well, that varies. Autumn has big roles in two shows. And she actually has two big roles in A Little Night Music and a big role in Cosey.
We're about to meet Autumn here in a minute.
Yes, you are. And she's got a lot of responsibility. It's a good thing she's a wonderful singer. If she were horrible, I'd be, you know, sitting here biting my nails, but she's wonderful.
And the shows this year are
Così fan tutti, which is Mozart, La Rondine, which is Puccini, and A Little Night Music, which is Stephen Sondheim's masterpiece, I think. Well, I think Sondheim had a number of masterpieces. And the children's opera is Pinocchio.
And you try every year to have the different cultural influences, like to have a Mozart as a real classic, and then to have something that's less often heard?
Yeah, our goal is always to have something that our students will see early on in their career. So if we do the Carmens and the La Bohemes and the Elixir of Love and the things that are the standards, we try to do at least one of those a year. We also try to do something that is a little bit less performed. So La Rondine is an example of that. It's late Puccini. It was not a great success in his lifetime. It's got some gorgeous music, though. It really is very beautiful. And then we try to do an American opera, something written by an American composer, and Sondheim fits that bill. A couple of years ago, we did Little Women, which was Mark Adamo. And Tom Cockrell, our artistic director, and I have already been discussing what it will be for next year, but I can't tell you.
Oh, I hate it when you do that.
Oh, well, I know.
Let's meet Autumn. I'm going to ask you to talk to her.
Hello.
Hi, Autumn. It's Shackrell, right?
Shackrell, yes.
She just taught me to say that. And you're from?
I'm from Wisconsin. I live in Milwaukee, Wisconsin currently.
And this is your first year at Opera in the Ozarks?
It is. It's the only young artist program I've ever done, and I am very glad to be here in Arkansas.
So what are you finding so far?
Oh, man. Well, overall, it's very intense and very challenging, but it is pushing me, and it's exactly what I needed. During my interview for the audition process, I said, I need a role, and they gave me three. So, yes, it's been very challenging to balance the workload and understanding of the characters and being able to switch between all of them. Mm-hmm.
It sounds wonderful, but terrifying.
Yes, exactly.
Are you a mezzo? I'm trying to tell from your voice.
I am a mezzo, yes.
And so tell me about the characters you're singing.
Right. So in Così fan tutte, I'm singing Dorabella. She is the sister of Fiordaligi, the lover of Ferrando, and then when the men leave, she is the sister that is a little more flighty, is a little more fun, is a little more willing to stray from the path.
I like her already.
Yeah, she's very fun to play, very, very dramatic. So that's Dorabella. And then in A Little Night Music, I'm playing Madame Armfelt, who is the matriarch of the family. She has many, many opinions about how things should be done and how they were in her day and the right way to go about having lovers and what you should receive out of those kinds of relationships. She is very funny. She doesn't give a heck about what she says or what she does. She just wants everyone to follow. She's hilarious. And then I'm also playing Desiree, which is the main female role in A Little Night Music. Desiree is very performative. She knows exactly what she wants, and she knows that she has a lot of power over many of the men in her life. And throughout the show, you kind of see her realize what she really does want is a family and more stability than what she has right now in the life that she is living.
Okay, it sounds wonderful and exhausting.
Yes, yes.
Do you love them all?
I love them all. It has been such a fun challenge vocally and acting. I haven't had to switch between this much ever in my life, and it has been quite a challenge for my acting chops, which has been really good.
Did acting come first for you before opera?
No. No.
Oh.
I started singing when I was young. My mom always says, you sang before you could talk. And I remember all my brothers being so annoyed with me because I was constantly singing. And I started singing first, and the acting has come later. This is the first moment in my life where I've really felt like I am an actress and that this is something that I really can do and that I have the opinions and the knowledge to be able to do it and not be so timid about not having the right answer, because there are many valid ways to play a single character.
Good for you. Now, do I remember you're finishing, is it a master's or a doctorate?
I actually finished my master's degree in 2020 in the spring. So since then, it's been kind of dead. So this is like, I'm hoping that this gives me kind of a springboard and pushes me forward after like such a long period of not a ton going on and things finally starting back up.
Well, you didn't start small.
No, I didn't.
What do you think of the interactions? Is that part fun, being with these other people who want to do the same things you want to do and are crazy enough to sleep in bunk beds to do it?
Yes. It was honestly the thing I was most nervous about, because I live with my husband and my two cats. We have our own place. And coming in with so many people that I didn't know, I was very nervous about, but everybody is so incredibly wonderful. And we all have the same goal and we are all so encouraging. And it's interesting to be in a room with so many people who want you to succeed and want you to do your best because it helps them do their best, because we all feed off of each other. It has been, incredible and fulfilling.
How lovely. And what would you say to people? There are people who are afraid of, the name of this place is Opera in the Ozarks.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What would you say to them? Nancy had a great quote about when people say they hate opera, she asks, which one? Because there's
right.
400 years of them.
Exactly. No, along the same lines, if you don't like opera or you're afraid of opera, it's because you've never really seen one, or you've never seen a good one, maybe. I think it's something that you just have to try and you have to experience, and you have to not go in intimidated by the language. The words are above the stage for you to read. All you have to do then is listen to the gorgeous music and find something relatable about the characters in them, because every opera has dramatic, beautiful characters that anybody could find something of themselves in, I think.
And this year you can start with Sondheim, which you've probably already seen on stage.
Yes.
So super easy.
Super easy.
Well, let me ask you to hand me back to Nancy.
You
Thank
got
you
it.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. It was wonderful to talk to you.
Back to me.
Back to you. So what do you want to say to people who have never been to an opera at Opera in the Ozarks?
Give us a chance. We will entertain you.
And if you're scared of the language, come see Sondheim.
Come see Sondheim, but we do project English supertitles above the stage, so it's possible to know exactly what's going on. But if you listen to the music, in many cases, the music tells you what's going on. Particularly, last night I was watching rehearsal of the Puccini, and there's a point where things are going wrong, and the music just screams it out. If you were completely blind and couldn't see the supertitles, and you couldn't see anybody on stage, you would still know that there's trouble ahead, because the music tells you.
We should tell people that this year's theme is Love on the Rocks.
Absolutely.
Which I think is hilarious and fun.
Well, I did get one complaint about it. So.
Well, not everything has a happy ending. But this season seems to be having one. 7:30 most days, except on Sunday when there's a 3 o'clock matinee through July 22nd.
That's right.
And tickets are $25 to $30.
Mm-hmm.
And you can find out more by calling 253-8595 or at opera.org. And read more in Sunday's What's Up with some lovely pictures of rehearsal.
Yep, that's all correct.
Thank you so much for joining us. Nancy Price is the General Director of Opera in the Ozarks, and we appreciate you joining us for another edition of the What's Up podcast. This is Becca Martin-Brown.
Thank you.